Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paulus Dio.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis Dio. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy.
Welcome to episode 24 of Osteopathy Unplugged, Engine Wiping, What It Was and What It Can Be. Based on conversations we've had with many osteopaths and our students over the years, it seems that many of you haven't heard this term. Engine wiping is a uniquely osteopathic phrase. In this episode, we'd like to describe the history of this term, define it, and then get into the heart of bringing this relevant clinical topic into the 21st century. Engine wiping was a colloquial term used by Andrew Taylor Still to describe any osteopathic treatment that's superficial, addressing only the surface presenting symptoms, or is minimally beneficial. These are the types of treatments that are often based upon habitual routine, protocol, or merely pleasing the patient. These are the treatments that just address symptoms without treating the cause of the problem. These are the types of treatments oriented towards relaxation or are a feel-good kind of work. It's a style of treatment that doesn't address what the patient needs most in order to engage their therapeutic process. Engine wiping wastes the valuable time of an office visit with minimally significant filler. This is a controversial term and topic in osteopathy. It's an historical term that many younger osteopaths aren't familiar with. We want to present this topic in Osteopathy Unplugged because it's a part of our history, an origin story, and it's germane to our practice of osteopathy series. I'd like to offer a brief review of the thematic elements of all of our episodes. In the future, we plan to add new thematic elements, grouping episodes into easily digestible packages. Here's what we have so far. The free foundational episodes, episodes 1 through 6 and 12. These 7 episodes explore the philosophic foundation of what it means to be an osteopath. Please suggest these free foundational episodes to all of your friends and colleagues. Anyone can listen to them in their entirety. Then we have the Defined Health series, episodes 7 through 10. These 4 episodes dive deeply into the core osteopathic concept, defined health. We dissect and put back together A.T. Sill's essential quote, "Defined health should be the object of the doctor. Anyone can find disease." The third thematic grouping are the origin stories. These are episodes 6, 11, 17, and 24. These 4 episodes re-examine important osteopathic historical events, teachings, or aphorisms. We bring back to life our rich history that helps make osteopathy a distinct profession. And we have our Practice of Osteopathy series. These are episodes 17 through 24. These 8 episodes cover the concerns of the daily practice of osteopathy. Each episode deals with pragmatic elements of the everyday life of an osteopath. These episodes are not specifically oriented towards anatomy, biomechanics, or osteopathic manipulation. These episodes consider the nuanced ways to be with a patient, helping to support the hands-on part of an office visit. You can access each of these 4 series independently, or listen in numeric sequence. Or you can just drop in at any episode if you'd like and bounce around out of sequence. All styles of listening work. Now let's get back to engine wiping. This episode serves 2 thematic goals. Engine wiping belongs in the Practice of Osteopathy series and at the same time is an origin story. Origin stories are key elements of osteopathic history that are part of our professional creation story and form an historical and philosophical foundation of who we are as osteopaths. We have a rich history that deserves discovery and rediscovery. Osteopathy Unplugged endeavors to reconnect you with who we were so we can better appreciate who we are and how we can continue to deepen our exploration of the potential of what osteopathy can become. Our Practice of Osteopathy series explores the pragmatism of office practice and the understated or often unstated details of an office visit. In this series, we look closely at the how to be with a patient in the most effective way. This how-to series is worthy of discussion, and we believe it will give you greater insight into how to be a more effective osteopath. As you've heard me say many times, it's not what you do, it's the consciousness with which you do it. In this series, and in all episodes of Osteopathy Unplugged, our intention is not to tell you what to do and how to do it. Our intention is to raise your awareness. We encourage you to ask yourself helpful questions and to deepen your own cultivation of your osteopathic ways of being. This is the 8th episode in our Practice of Osteopathy series. And this is the 4th episode in our Origin Stories series. There will be more episodes in each of these series, so stay tuned for many more exciting explorations into the heart of being an osteopath. Many of you have contacted us privately with questions and comments. We welcome all of your questions and comments by all means. Thanks to our listeners who've commented publicly. We invite you to openly discuss your experiences, questions, and comments. Please post on Patreon or on our Facebook page. We love your questions and comments. It has helped us shape the direction of our episode topics. Okay, Steve, why don't you get us started?
First, I'd like to qualify our discussion in this episode and say that this topic is not meant to be a definitive referenced historical document. It's my plan to create a scholarly paper regarding this topic at a later date. To any armchair osteopathic historians in our audience, I encourage you to contact me if you believe I've made any historical oversights. Engine wiping, as an osteopathic expression, was passed down in the oral tradition from Dr. Still to his students and to their students and beyond. The term engine wiping doesn't exist in any of Still's 4 books, and I have not yet discovered any published references in his journal articles. However, his direct students referenced this expression as early as 1898. They all claim that this was a term utilized by the old doctor in teaching students. Famous osteopaths such as Carl McConnell, Frederick Millard, Percy Woodall, Charles Reed, and Leon Page all wrote about engine wiping. Lesser-known American osteopaths such as Andrew Gower and Eret Louise Berner also wrote of engine wiping in the early 1900s. And finally, Ann Wales, who was not a direct student of Still, made reference to engine wiping in her writings. Engine wiping, as a term, goes to the core of the osteopathic principle of treating cause versus effect. We initiated the discussion of cause and effect in Episode 3, What is Osteopathy? The 10 Key Concepts of Osteopathic Philosophy, where it's outlined in the 9th concept. I'd like to reintroduce this essential concept of osteopathy and reread that particular passage from Episode number 3. Osteopathic diagnosis and treatment works to discover the cause of disease, illness, or injury rather than just treating the effects or dysfunctional compensations. Layers of cause and effect may be present, creating interconnected dysfunctions that lead to complicated clinical presentations. Cause may not always be objectively known, but it's important to explore creative diagnostic possibilities. This concept is best illustrated in one of A.T. Still's most famous quotes. I consider this citation from Research and Practice to be in the top 5 great quotes of all time. Still said, and I quote, "I want it understood that I look upon the treating of effects as being as unwarranted as it would be for the firemen of a city to fight the smoke and pay no attention to the cause that produces it," end quote. When I was an osteopathic medical student at the College of Osteopathic Medicine and Surgery in Des Moines, Iowa in the early 1980s, our osteopathic manipulative medicine faculty freely dispensed with the slur engine wiping to point out to us beginners that what we were doing was not what we should have been doing. Bernard Teaport and D.O. and Gordon Zink D.O., who were my early teachers in school, let us know that we needed to be specific in our diagnosis and treatments. Teaport would commonly say to us, "Stop all that fluff and just treat the patient." Our osteopathic faculty commonly use the contemptuous term engine wiping to describe anyone who is consciously or unconsciously treating in a mindless and aimless manner. Also, in my high-velocity, low-amplitude-oriented education, they thought that all of those soft tissue people were engine wipers. At their best, they were trying to teach us young osteopaths the importance of a good physical exam, honoring the skills of paying attention, and emphasizing targeted osteopathic technique. At their worst, they were overly biased towards bony mechanics and wrongly ignored the neurologic and myofascial elements in what they negatively called soft tissue treatments.
Not to mention, no acknowledgement of anything in the non-material.
Yeah.
That's a whole other subject.
Yeah, that always makes me grumble.
When I began my osteopathic training in the U.S. in 1981, many of my teachers who were elderly at that time had practiced in an era when osteopathy was not recognized and respected. Many of them worked hard to be distinguished from massage therapists or physical therapists. It was ingrained in my training that I was not a massage therapist or a physical therapist applying modalities. I was taught to think of myself as an osteopathic physician who was a doctor who utilized osteopathic manipulation in patient care. Even though many aspects of an osteopathic treatment are relaxing and feel good to receive, I was constantly reminded to not get caught in the trap of just doing something because it's enjoyable for my patient. Now, I have no problem with somebody experiencing pleasure or simply appreciating the sensation of being in their body, especially when they're being touched by another person. But osteopathy offers a context that's so much deeper and more foundational than superficial pleasure. We don't want to muddy the waters and distract from the therapeutic process.
In my experience,
the episode you've been listening to just faded out because you are not yet a subscriber to Osteopathy Unplugged. Please visit patreon.com/osteopathyunplugged and become a subscriber in order to have full access to the rest of this episode as well as the complete collection.
We have created a set of foundational episodes that will be available for free for everyone. These teachings provide an introduction to osteopathic clinical philosophy. However, the full versions of all episodes are only available through Patreon. Access Patreon through their app or through a browser page. Thank you for listening to Osteopathy Unplugged.
And thank you for your interest in the osteopathic experience.
Until next time, be well, listen deeply, and stay curious.